Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. Hi, Karen.
Hello, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Michael, this one is from Judith Black. She's a professional storyteller out of Boston, and she's going to be performing in Boca Raton next week.
The story came, and the best stories come from something that just doesn't go away. And I had this image of a woman in tears, and this is the story that came from it.
Flight 436 from Bangor has just landed at gate 17.
And I thought, thank God. The woman in the tasteful blue suit with the matching pumps and the lovely coif will not have to share the waiting area with a crazy lady much longer. I mean, the crazy lady was like doing jumping jacks, and she'd hit the floor and do some push-ups, and she'd do jumping jacks, and she'd pace like a tiger. And then the crazy lady looked at the nicely coiffed woman, and I thought, she deserves an explanation. So I walked over. Ma'am, I'm so sorry. I know you must think that the outpatients are out in full today, but it's just that my son is coming home from his first combat tour of Iraq. He's a young Marine, and I'm just... She looked up. Everything about that woman softened. Even her suit had less starch. And she smiled at me. Oh, dear. My father was career Air Force, and I'm one of the few people here who could say, I understand exactly how you feel. But then she continued, and the second they were out, we both knew that her next words were a lie. I'm sure he's fine. I'm sure he's fine. I used to work at a place called the Pine Street Inn. It's a place for homeless men to spend the night, and when I was there, it was the garbage barrel of World War II. These were the guys whose hearts were just a little bit too open for all the death and murder and mayhem that war poured into them. And they could never lock it away. They're the guys that when you talk to them, their eyes never really met yours, and they nervously shot them around, or their backs were always up against a wall. They had a jitteriness. They self-medicated all the time. Every war's had their name for these guys. The early ones called them shell shock, and they called them combat fatigue. And in our generation from Vietnam, it was post-traumatic stress disorder. Mm-hmm. We know these guys. These are guys that wake up in the middle of the night whacking at the person they love next to them because they cannot keep the image of a baby burning in napalm neatly locked in the back of their brain. And now it was my son's turn. People started coming up the gangway, and I said, excuse me, is this the flight from Bangor? Thank you. I scanned and scanned. I saw him. I saw him at the bottom, but I didn't cry out. Instead, every bit of mother antenna just like went, choo. And I looked. He stood his full 6'3", his shoulders broad as they'd always been. His eyes were still brown and clear and focused ahead of them. And he still had that I'm king of the world jaunty walk. I flew down the gangway, and I must have thrown myself right in his arms. And we came up, and we're talking and laughing and telling stories, and we're almost out of that waiting area. And I think, oh, my God, I should thank the lady in the nice blue suit. And I turn around to wave, and tears are pouring her makeup down in rivulets over her cheeks. And I wanted to say, it's okay, look. He's good. He's fine. He's whole.
Judith Black with a kind of a distressing story, Karen. Is it a true story?
It is absolutely a true story. It happened to Judith, and her son was in the military, and there she was, waiting in a frenzy for him to come back home.
The theme throughout the story seems to be crazy, and it starts off with that lady in the airport. And then you understand what's happening. But I didn't understand when she knew she was lying, when everything was going to be fine.
Well, the crazy lady, so-called crazy lady, was, of course, Judith herself. She was moving all over, completely anxious, completely beside herself, and that other woman in the suit kept staring at her, giving her these glowering looks, wordlessly saying, "What are you doing, you crazy lady?" And that's when Judith went over to her and explained. And I love that part of this story because storytellers are want to say you can't hate somebody once you know their story, meaning you look at somebody, you have all kinds of blame you're assigning and all kinds of prejudice, then you find out why they're doing what they're doing and you forgive them immediately. And here, you know, she was acting out really strangely in the airport when she explained to this very buttoned-down woman why she was feeling so crazy. The woman not only completely softened, and I love when she said even her suit seemed to soften, but shared her own story as well.
But it does drive home the point that war changes you.
And changes not only the people who are the perpetrators, not only the people who are the direct victims, but also the loved ones on either side as well. And it certainly changed Judith, and we can only imagine how it changed her son. I mean, that dramatic pause at the end. And storytellers are always saying, you know, we speak volumes with our silence.
That was a strange ending. It kind of gave you the feeling that there was something wrong with her son.
Well, she mentioned the history of the language that was used. Shell shock in World War I, combat fatigue in World War II, PTSD subsequent to that. She didn't have to say out loud, "My son was suffering from something." What she said was, "He was whole, but was he whole inside? He was whole outside. We are left to wonder how he was inside."
She was very dramatic in her telling. I guess that's the professional side of her coming out.
Well, some storytellers are more dramatic, some less. Every storyteller has his or her own, professional storytellers particularly, has his or her own style. Some people put on voices, as she did a little bit when she did the intercom, and even when she had the two women speaking in their own way. She was professional in a number of other ways as well. I'm always telling students, what is the central image of your story? Is it a visual? Is it an audible image? Is it a smell? What sensory image? She starts off her little introduction to the story by saying, "I have this image of a woman in tears." And that certainly is the strongest image in the story. Also, her going crazy at the beginning, physically trying to get out all of that tension. And her use of language is beautiful. The garbage barrel of World War II, hearts a little open for death, nervously shot her eyes around, and the repetition, "I'm sure he's fine," and then she says, "I'm sure he's fine," a little differently. I think above all, her voice is such an accomplished instrument. I think she has a mesmerizing and very flexible voice, able to do a lot of different emotions and a lot of different people.
Well, thanks for bringing that story in, Karen. I understand there's a storytelling event coming?
Yes, on Monday, March 12th, in Boca Raton, there's a very interesting event called Our Stories of Immigration, an evening of tales, tunes, and tastes. And I am emceeing it, or helping to emcee it. It's presented by the Boca Raton Interfaith Clergy Association. And it's seven storytellers, not professionals, celebrating our community's diversity. It's at Benito or a congregation, and the phone number for more information, 561-392-8566. More to the point, Judith Black is going to be performing another of her personal stories, a full-length story about her mother-in-law. Magnificent story. I've heard it done several times. And this will be part of the Story Central series at the Boca Raton Public Library. That is 400 Northwest 2nd Avenue in Boca. And that event is Saturday, March 10th. at 3:30.
If people would like more information about those events or getting a story on the Public Storyteller, how can they get in touch with you?
Send me an email to cneile, that's C, N as in Nancy, E-I-L-E, at fau.edu.
Our website also has contact information as well as archived stories at wlrn.org. Click on Radio and the Public Storyteller. Thanks, Karen.
Thanks a lot, Michael. See you next week.
Dr. Karen Neal is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.